You're listening to SBS News.
Hakeem Al-Arabi remains in the Bangkok remand prison, waiting for news of what his future holds. He's only allowed two visitors each day. Today, former Socceroo and SBS chief football analyst Craig Foster was one of those visitors.
So Hakeem is worried because the case has been ongoing so long now that he's worried, as he said, that Bahrain are winning. And he said, I need you guys to win.
Mr. Foster is leading the push from within the football community to have Hakeem released and allowed to return home to Australia. The 25-year-old was granted refugee status after fleeing Bahrain, where he says he was imprisoned and tortured. Hakeem started a new life in Australia after he was granted refugee status in 2017 and now plays football for Pascoe Vale in the Victorian State League. He was arrested in Bangkok when he arrived for his honeymoon on November 27. Craig Foster says Hakeem is calling on the international football governing body, FIFA, to help him.
I asked him what his message would be for Gianni Infantino, the president of FIFA, and he said the following. To Gianni Infantino, where are you? Where is FIFA? Where are my human rights?
A Save Hakeem movement has quickly gathered momentum, with more than 20,000 people signing a petition calling for his release. Thailand's treatment of refugees is firmly in the spotlight. Earlier this month, 18-year-old Rahaf Al-Qanun was going to be immediately deported back to Saudi Arabia after fleeing her family, only for Thai authorities to instead release her and allow her to seek asylum in Canada. In the aftermath of that incident, Thailand's new immigration minister vowed that refugees would no longer be sent home involuntarily. Asia Pacific Refugee Rights Network spokesperson Evan Jones says it's a positive sign.
Immigration detention and being sent to prison, just like Hakeem, are concerns which people have every day. And so I think any positive steps that the Thai government can make in towards edging closer, towards becoming more in line with other countries, is an absolute positive.
Thailand is not a signatory to the UN Convention of Refugees and it's understood is willing to let the extradition process play out. But SBS also understands Bahrain is yet to actually submit a formal request for Hakeem's extradition. It has until February 10 to do so. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.